John Rothman with you right here on KGO. I'm filling in for Drex tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night. A lot of you want to talk about this. We'll take it up to the half hour, so we're going to go right to it. Jake calling from Livermore. Jake, welcome to KGO.
Hey, John, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. So, so I've been working with computers all my life, and I'm partway through my master's in cybersecurity. Not quite there yet. But it's my opinion that really everything is hackable. My bank account, my stock account, my IRA, yours too. It's maybe already been hacked, but the desire is there. The means to do it is there. It's just a matter of whether or not there's a bigger fish to fry or maybe waiting for the right opportunity. I know that if I take my firewall down on my personal computer at home and I just watch the traffic immediately, once that firewall goes down, I could see attacks coming in. And they're regular, they're what they call brute force attacks, where they'll just try random passwords until they finally can get into a root account or something like that. So as far as our infrastructure in the country is concerned, a really good movie that came out years ago called Fire Sale. And it's called Fire Sale, of course, because everything must go. So it's a real interesting real interesting movie on what could happen and how apocalyptic it could be.
So do you worry about it, Jake? And is there something more we should be doing?
No, I don't worry to the point where I lose sleep about it, because I'm just one of 8 billion people on this planet. And I figure unless somebody's out to get specifically me, that, you know, like I said, there's bigger fish to fry. So, I know that if somebody with greater knowledge than mine wanted to get into my account and empty it, they could.
Yep, so, and that's a big problem.
Security by obscurity. So that's my protection. There's bigger fish to fry out there. I'm obscure to them.
All right, Jake, I appreciate the call. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to Mike calling from San Francisco. Mike, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. We've talked over the years. I guess the first thing I'd say is there's always somebody smarter. And everything is accessible. Your car, your phone, a modern car, you know, with a computer system.
Yes. And vulnerable. Everything in my car operates by computer. The computer goes out, I'm finished.
Yeah, there's a little program called CarShark. You might want to look at that and see what it can do. Hillary's emails were for sale on the web for $500,000 a while back. I don't know how many people bought them. I'm sure Trump bought them. I'm sure the FBI got a copy. I'm sure Hillary bought a copy. You know, nobody's made this stuff, you know, it's not open in terms of the media. Nobody's talking about it, but, you know, all that stuff's floating around.
What do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm retired.
Okay. Were you involved in computers?
Yeah. Absolutely. I did security for, you know, Intel, a bunch of various companies over the years. You know.
Okay. So you're saying nothing is safe. I want to ask you a question. I've just been elected president of the United States, and I call you into the Oval Office, and I say to you, Mike, what should we be doing that we are not doing to protect ourselves? What's your answer?
Well, Obama called one of the best hackers in the world into the Oval Office, and they talked about him for a couple of weeks, and then they went silent.
Why?
Either they didn't want to tell anybody what he had to say, or I don't know. I have no idea. It's a public relations spin as far as I'm concerned. The really great hackers in the world, all live in Reykjavik. They're all rich, and their names pretty much aren't known. Personally, I don't. All the computers I use for myself are not online. You know, I have one machine that I keep online. I don't use any social media. My email's encrypted. Julian Assange has pretty much said anybody who uses social media is an idiot, and I pretty much agree with him.
Yeah, listen, it's very tough, and this came to my attention because of the juxtaposition of the Delta collapse and the Chronicle editorial. We're very vulnerable. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Jonathan calling from San Jose. Welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. So I'm actually going back to college right now to get my degree in enterprise networking, but I've grown up with computers my whole life. I don't claim to be an expert, but I've got my hands dirty in it. And, you know, I'll say this. I think the majority of the problem is that our current politicians in D.C. have no idea how the majority of technology works.
Why do you think that is? Is it a generation gap? Is it the fact that the older people just don't know how to make it work?
I think it's part of that. I just think that it's not really been a priority for a long time for a lot of these people, and they've just surrounded themselves with people, whether they be lobbyists or personal staff that have assured them that they will keep them in the loop instead of investing in that knowledge themselves. And so as a result, you have a potential candidate for the president of the United States that admits she didn't know that you could put two different email accounts on her phone. And so what does that look like when we're talking about how secure the country's infrastructure is?
Yeah, that's what worries me. I mean, it is the infrastructure. And the reason why I drew the connection with Delta is because Delta was simply a computer glitch. But imagine if people had really broken in and really wanted to do damage. Can you imagine what would have happened?
It could have been chaos. I just the last couple of callers have been right. I mean, it's not hard, and there's people that can easily do it. I just think the really big thing that needs to happen is our politicians need to be more actively involved and informed about really what the potential risks are that are happening real time right now.
I agree. Thank you very much for your call. I couldn't agree with you more, Jonathan. I think you're absolutely on spot on. Let's go to Paul calling from Davis. Paul, welcome to KGO.
Yes, and welcome to KGO again, John. Glad to have you. And speaking of which, one of the more unreported stories, including not reported by KGO or CBS or any of the major electronic media, is the story of the Firearms Policy Coalition posted the names and addresses and phone numbers of 40 gun control legislators and apparently compromised their ID.
Okay, let me just point out, I did that either Saturday or Sunday night when I was filling for Pat Thurston. I talked about it at great length, and it's very important to understand 40 members of the state legislature who voted for the 6 gun laws that have been passed had their names, addresses, home addresses, and home phone numbers posted, and did it compromise their security? And my argument was, most assuredly, it did. And if you want to post something, you ought to post their office number and address. I agree with you.
And that's just the beginning, John.
Yeah. Well, I just want to point out, Paul, because I did talk about it. I know not everybody listens to KGO 24/7, but I did talk about it, and I talked about it with the same passion that you are raising it now. Paul, thanks a million for your call. I appreciate it very much. Tom from San Jose, welcome to KGO.
Hi, thank you. The recent call, I'm not a computer expert. I have played with them since 1975. I've owned one since 1983. And in fact, actually now I have like 4 operating computers in my house. The thing that bothers me is I have no sense that the government is dropping serious money to start going after people in terms of, we've got the military with over $600 billion. We know they're there to stop anybody militarily. I'm not hearing there's like $50 billion being spent by one group to seriously go after the hackers.
Okay, I have to tell you honestly, I don't know. I know the government is doing a lot. I know that Obama and the members of Congress have been working very surreptitiously on this. They don't want people to know what's going on. But if I were in charge, I would be pumping money in. I would be recruiting the best computer minds in the country because, frankly, cyber warfare scares the living bejeebers out of me. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We're going to leave this topic, although many of you want to talk about it, and we'll probably come back to it. But there are two issues that have come up that I want to raise with you. They're related. One is the family of the Muslim boy down in Texas who built a clock and was expelled from school. You may recall President Obama met with him. There was an apology. The family is now suing. And the second one is the parents of two of those killed in Benghazi are now suing Hillary Clinton. I want to talk with you about the use of litigation. Are we too litigious? Are these two legitimate lawsuits? 800-810 is the number right here on KGO. It is 830. I am John Rothman, delighted to be sitting in for Grex. And I think we better find out what's going on the roads, because heaven only knows.